You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Lots of energy here at the Drone You studios, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Ask Drone You. I am your enthusiastic host, Paul.
In case you couldn't hear it in his voice, he thought he would just tell you. And my name is Rob, and this is episode 759, and excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here too.
Paul's having a morning, folks.
As you
planning
say,
the honeymoon, having to book hotels.
Oh. Everything just becomes a thing when there's your significant other involved. It's like, if I were on my own,
you wouldn't be planning a honeymoon.
Okay.
That'd be a weird honeymoon.
And pulls the trump card. True.
Anyways.
You're right. Guys, welcome to another show. We've got some interesting topics coming up. We are recording this week's episodes a little early due to some travel, going to the FAA Symposium. By the time you hear this, I probably have already gone. So
indeed.
We're gonna get some good information on that. We'll be reporting on that. May even throw a show in there before you hear this show, based off some information we hear. Guess we'll just find out. So
I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I think so too.
If you can squeeze it in.
Yeah, agreed.
It's a quick trip.
Agreed.
Yeah. So 5 episodes that we're gonna be working on today, and a nice wide range of questions.
Should be fantastic. Let's just hear that. Let's hear that question, Rob. Okay. Let's stop wasting time.
Hey, guys. Rob and Paul, how you doing today? Hope you're having a great day. I have a real business question for you. I'm a startup, of course, and I'm down here in good old Sweet Home, Alabama. And so I don't really have to use an accent too much because I'm actually from here. So I'm gonna save you that a little bit. But my question is, it's kind of urgent, and I'm hoping to get an answer from you if I can. But I have permission to fly and get video footage of a basically the crown jewel statue in Birmingham, Alabama here, the Vulcan. And the guys that gave me permission to fly this mission and try to get this footage have asked me if they can have the footage. And, you know, I'm torn between, you know, should I give them a trade-off because I'm trying to start my company up and let them have the footage for free and say thank you for letting me, you know, giving me this opportunity, basically? Or should I say thanks for the opportunity for letting me get the footage of this crown jewel of our city, but I kind of need you to pay me a little bit if you want the footage, because it may be used for commercial purposes by them. So that's my main concern as a startup company. You know, of course, I need to get paid. And in your opinion, do you think I should ask these guys for some money for this footage, even though they're giving me the opportunity? I appreciate it, guys. I hope this is a good question for you. And I hope it helps a lot of other people that are just starting up, that are trying to give people free shots or get at their foot in the door. And you guys have a great day. And thank you for all you do, Drone You. I'm actually signing up tomorrow to be a Drone You member. So I appreciate it. And I look forward to having more questions answered. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. We love hearing from folks who have an accent that is just their actual accent. It's always kind of fun. So there's a lot of different ways to look at this, really, Paul.
Yes, there are, Rob.
We could go good cop, bad cop with this.
We could do a lot of things.
We could do a lot of things. But what do you think? What would you tell him?
I don't know, because this whole question, I'm not really sure with the way he asked the question whether he went into this or this discussion with these people without thinking of, should I charge? Like, I feel like he had this kind of call with the good old boys. Hey, I need a drone down at the Vulcan statue. Got to get me some good aerials to show off the city and bring in some new business, you know? Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that drone footage for you. I got a new business. Things are going real, real well. And I'm going to get that footage for you. And then, like, next day, he's like, why didn't I tell him it was going to cost some money? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of getting this vibe that he wasn't presented with the ideology to charge at the time that he had this discussion. And now he's like, oh, man, I should probably charge for this.
Mm-hmm. In which case, if that is accurate, which it may or may not be, I probably wouldn't go back on them and start trying to charge them now.
Yeah, that's how you ruin a relationship. And that's really what this comes down to, because you got to be thinking to yourself, can I get some money out of it? Am I confident enough to get the money out of it? Because by the way that he was asking the question, I'm not sure if he has talked himself up yet to that position, mm-hmm. which everyone starts everywhere. Don't take that as a negative thing. A lot of people getting started into business, they really let it get to their head. They lose all confidence that they already had in their whatever job that they were doing. And, you know, guys, it's just a transition. If you are working at a corporate office for the last 20 years and you're getting out of that and you're going into the drone business, whatever confidence you used to operate in, you need to have that confidence and a lot more in order to sell yourself as a small business owner. It's just imperative. If True. You don't believe in yourself, who the hell is going to believe in you?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the world we live in. Let's be real.
Yeah. And you know, as I think about that, it just strikes me, find something about what you do in this industry that you are confident about. Right. So what I mean by that is you don't have to be confident in every aspect of what it takes to build your business. But if it's, man, I fly X really well, then sort of build on that confidence. Or if it's, I'm really good at talking to dealership marketing people, then build on that confidence. So start where your confidence is at its greatest and build from there. Build more confidence from that strong point. I think that would be a good way to start. Moving in the right direction.
Definitely, definitely. Going back to, you know, should he charge or not? I think if he would have gone in this with the expectation of, you know, that he was going to charge, I think he'd probably be living in a different reality right now.
Yeah.
Because you can always give people a significant discount for giving you an opportunity. But then are you going to do that for everyone who gives you an opportunity?
Yeah. And
I mean, hey, thanks for the sweet ranch job. You've done such a nice thing for me. I'm going to give you 80% off. That way I can barely cover my costs. But you know what? Our relationship is going to be really, really strong. Sorry.
In a mood.
Sorry. I am in a mood.
What I would say is,
in case you couldn't get that from Rob saying it about three times now.
Yeah. I'm probably going to say it again. You've heard the saying, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
It is true.
So I'm kind of feeling that way right now, and
I'm kind of, based off of how he said his question and what he said in his question, mm-hmm. I agree with you 100%. But for any future time that he goes and he has these discussions, he's got to be like, this is a great opportunity. I believe I can provide a great product for you. You know, if you're going to use it commercially and try to get business, I think that's awesome. And it's going to be a great tool for you to sell yourself. And in order to do that, you know, there's going to be a cost with that. That way you can just utilize and have a license to use it online. Mm-hmm. You can have a license to use it in print wherever you want to use it. And here's the thing, guys. I just want you to know, you're going to be getting the best value for your money. And I do appreciate the opportunity. And because of that, I'm going to factor that into the way that I price this job. Sure. And you know, guys, I'm really excited to be working with you. You guys are a bunch of good individuals. Mm-hmm. You're going to make statue building great again. And I'm really excited about working with someone who's focused on making statues great again. So
I think the goal for the last, for the last year or so has been, how can we squeeze the Trumpism into the podcast subtly? That one was fairly subtle.
Well, you know, it's funny too, because you definitely cannot say that, like, Alabama is a red state. I mean, for a while it was, but now it's kind of flipped on the blue.
Yeah.
Who cares? Red, blue, I vote purple.
Purple, yeah. I'm all about purple.
So, and I really mean that. I'm not just saying that, like, screw red,
no,
screw
I think the,
blue, I'm going purple.
Yeah, there's symbolism even in using purple. So, and to your point, if you're having that kind of conversation and you do find out that they want to use it commercially, well, then you just say, okay, cool, I could actually do this and this and this as well.
Yeah, and if you're caught in a bind, too, if you're like, you know, I'd be happy to give you the photos for free. I know that's what you're expecting to give me access, which then I would say, who the hell are these people to give them access? If this is truly a public place and all you have to do is go to one of, you know, one permit office, go get a permit, you're there. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure they could pull strings, but we don't really know. And the thing is, you know me, I'm always like a truth seeker. I'm not going to just like let someone tell me, oh my gosh, let me tell you, I've got control of the entire tram. The only person who knows when the tram is going to be cleaned is me. I know when it's going to be oiled. I know the maintenance schedule. And I know every minute that it's going to move up and down the long lines that were moved there with a helicopter. That was my helicopter. It's the best helicopter.
Nobody flies it as good as me.
Yes, Rob. Yes. Okay. All right, so the tram is something here in Albuquerque that's like our statue, all right? So that's why I mentioned the tram. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, he could always upsell the best position in the tram. Like, if you want the view looking at the mountains, well, that's cute. You'll see the plane crash. But if you got the view looking towards the city, you're going to see all the bright lights, the lights I created. Because I wanted to bright light the world. I mean, lighten the world.
So the point being, regardless of what these folks said, we don't know if they're good friends or if they're just acquaintances or if it's somebody that you had never met.
I just don't trust people when they say, I've got the only permission for you to fly in this area. It's like, yeah, watch me take off in a parking lot half a mile away and see what happens.
Right.
So, yeah. You can't control the airspace, you little bee. So, sorry. Yeah. That's just a little rebel in me. That's just kind of happening.
I'm pretty sure everybody's aware there's a little rebel in you, Paul. A little bit. Just a little bit.
I was like the 5-year-old who watched Mel Gibson in The Patriot, like, cut him up! Get after him!
Oh, goodness, Ryan. Well, I hope that helps. You know, for us to really kind of give you a definitive answer, and this is true with just about every question we get, we would need to know a lot more information, but hopefully that at least gives you some things to think about, and we certainly appreciate you asking the question.
Let's just recap these things really quick.
Okay.
Option number one, you've already failed at providing confidence and
we don't know that. We don't know that.
Okay.
That's an accusation. That's kind of harsh.
It is an accusation. It is kind of harsh. I think he's going to be okay because he's going to go out and he's going to sell the shit out of himself. Okay? All right. Anyway, I'm just giving you, based off of the way that the question was asked, three different recap summaries of what can go down. Number one, Rob grows hair. All right, well, we know that's not happening, so. All right, let's try
it.
Recap number one. Based off of the way you said your question, you had no intention of selling on your initial meeting, thus you have already come to some sort of failure point, and you're wondering how to position.
Well,
and let me finish.
No, let me say this. Let me say
finish.
This.
I'm going to pivot.
I'm going to say not. I'm not going to allow the word failure. I'm going to allow that you put yourself at a disadvantage. Can we?
By failing at putting yourself at a disadvantage. Okay. Can I just go with my recap here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, you did not see the opportunity to sell yourself in the beginning. It's okay. I've made the mistake 100 times over myself. I failed,
fair.
Rob. By failing to understand the value that you yourself hold, now what you can do is just focus on building the relationship, giving them photos, and maybe if they want to do sunset, you can upsell them on sunset, okay? Position number two, okay? Number two is you say, you know, guys, I realize what you're after here. I'm really excited to be the pilot of choice. I think this is a great opportunity. Obviously, we've gone in this with some understanding that you wanted something and I could provide that. I'm just really not clear as far as exactly what you want. You let them tell the story, exactly what they're looking for, deliverables. You say, okay, I'm willing to do that for a set price, or you're willing to give them something and do other things for a set price. Position number three is you go in with the Chris Voss mentality, which, by the way, he said he'd be happy to come on the show. So
awesome.
We're going to schedule
Gotta
him to
that.
Come on the show.
You guys are going to love him.
But anyway, What was I going to say?
Option three.
Option three is what I call the asshole option. It's not what you're thinking, actually. One of the best things to do in negotiating, and this is why I actually think Peter is brilliant secretly. I already know he's brilliant, but I appreciate his humbleness too. But you can always pull the asshole card. And the asshole card is when you go to the client. Rob, will you be my client for a second?
Absolutely.
All right.
Not.
I'll be the caller.
Okay.
So, hey, Rob, I know that we had talked about doing some flying around this Vulcan statue, which is, mm-hmm. you know, it's just such a great representation and the metaphor of this city of Birmingham, how yeah. we have really come up from the ashes. We have created something out of nothing with the iron and steel industry here.
It means a lot to us.
It is a huge symbol for our city.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that I can showcase that symbol in a way that benefits you and your company best.
What does that look like?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I wanted to actually ask you that question because I'm sitting here saying, how can I give them exactly what they're looking for without knowing what they're looking for? So I ask you, what is it that you're really looking for in this deliverable?
You know, that's an interesting question because I don't do what you do. I just know I'd like it to be something that can be seen in sort of a glorious kind of way, like there's light on it. Or maybe from, interestingly enough, talking to a drone pilot, something below it, right? So it makes it seem bigger than it actually is. Those kinds of things.
Would you like me to put a big old cross in the sky for you on the picture? Because I can Photoshop that in. Have a little baby Jesus come and fly over it. I mean, well, is that what you
now like? I feel like you're just making fun, sir.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm the devil worshiper.
Oh, gosh. can...
I'm just kidding. I'm not a devil worshiper, but you know what I am? I'm an asshole. And I didn't ask this question properly when we first met. And that's why I'm an asshole, because I see what you're trying to show. I see the value of it. I'm just not sure if you're looking for something like an image, you're looking for a pano, you know those pano images? It's like a bunch of images showing a big wide area and just one image.
Yep.
I'm really having trouble here understanding exactly what it is you're looking for. So if you could help me understand what is it exactly that you're looking for, I'd be happy to help.
I'd say the answer is yes. We'd probably use all media types. We've got publications that we could put nice images in, and we also do commercials about our community and about our city that videos would be great for.
Gotcha. So it sounds like to me you're still kind of wanting this shotgun approach, like, oh, we could use a little here, we could use a little there. But am I understanding this correctly that maybe you haven't set up a content schedule or something where you're deploying this media in ways that you know will directly work for you? So let me ask you the question. Mm-hmm. Have you developed some sort of content schedule with deliverables in mind that will help you deploy a strategy that will be effective in whatever you're after?
Probably not. Our publication is monthly, so that's pretty well scheduled, right?
Are you trying to make fun of people from Alabama right now, Rob?
No, of course not.
I think you're doing a really good job.
I am absolutely not making fun. Dadgummit.
You're just trying to simplify things.
I'm just trying to play the role. We're in Alabama, right? And I'm probably blowing it, but my word.
Okay. All right. So... I'm going to ask you one more time. What do deliverables look like to you?
I told you. Images and video. We need them both.
Well, what kind of video? You need something to splice into another video? Are you looking for an entire production here?
I think it would be something.
A couple of shots? Like...
No, definitely something to splice into another video, because we're not going to have a video that's only about this statue, right?
That's unfortunate. I think it's a gorgeous statue. Why would you say something like that?
Because we... This is just getting too difficult. You're fired.
I was about to make the deal. What
do you mean? You're not getting no deal.
Okay. When we originally met, I was really excited, and I'm still excited for this enormous opportunity to showcase our city in such a positive light.
Yeah, stop the buttering up. Just tell me what you're going
to
do.
Well, it seems like at first you were really interested in pictures, and I would have been happy to provide that to you at no cost. But in order to get into video, there's going to be a significant amount of work that goes in on the back end, post-production, coloring our videos, making sure it looks just as beautiful as possible to showcase. So I'd be happy to give you the images for what you're asking for, which it seems like, you know, you give the opportunity, we give you the images in kind, everyone's happy. Mm-hmm. But for the increased work that's going to be involved in this video, in these shots. I'd like to ask for a small commercial license fee. I'll shoot the video for you, make it look really beautiful. You can throw it in a bunch of different things. And then the license fee will cover you to put it in other videos. That way you won't run into any legal or regulatory issues when it comes to, you know, aerial videography. Mm-hmm. And that way you can look the other way, know that you've got all the power in those videos. And, you know, I think it'll be something that'll look really good. Mm-hmm. And not only of the city, but it'll look good on you as well. I think that added value will showcase to your professionalism.
All right. Well, maybe we can work something out then.
Cool. I'd be happy to do that. So let me ask you a question. These video productions that you're doing, are you typically spending in the tens of thousands of dollars for them? Or is this something more on government budget and you guys are really, you know?
B.
Aggressive. B. Aggressive.
Government budget.
All right, sir. Well, then, because of how easy it is to work with you and your shiningly bright smile, I'd be happy to give you a license for probably $2,500. And by the way, if you guys don't think I would say some asshole thing like that in a sales meeting, you got something coming to you because I would totally do that.
Indeed, for better or for worse.
So $2,500?
Deal.
All right. We'll see how see how I worked you into...
Yeah, you got me.
This is taking too long. I want to get on to the next show, so I'm going to make him, yeah, I got what I wanted.
He beat me into submission.
Mental pounding going on here.
Yep.
We won't go into the other term that our business coach uses about mental thinking.
No, we won't.
But anyway, did we do at least a half-decent job? People are going to watch this and be like, this is crap.
I hope not, and I hope so. And if you guys, wait, I probably should reverse those. I was responding to the last thing he said first. FYI. But Ryan, you let us know. If we answered your question and it's helpful, great. Go get them. If not, let us know that.
I want to hear what everyone else's opinion is too.
Yeah, that too.
So leave us a review.
Please.
We love it. That's going to do it for us. Our wacky episode of Ask a Drone You today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And I beat him into submission. Submission. If I can say
what
submission.
What else is new?
Goodbye.
Late.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.